Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I forget who said it, but there was a quote up on the wall in my co-work space. They write these inspiring quotes on the chalkboard every Wednesday or something. And there was a quote there that said something to the effect of, if you can't see yourself working with someone for life, don't work with them even for a day. If you can't see yourself working with someone for life, don't work with them even for a day. And this ties back to the discussion that we had a couple of days ago on when to say no to a client. And I said, my rule of thumb is, details aside, that I will only work with clients who are very excited to work with me. Because I know if they're really excited to work with me, then we're a good fit for each other. Because my positioning is very clear. But this is another good way to look at it. That when you're on the fence, you're not really sure if you should take on a client. Granted, this isn't ideal. Like, I'm not saying you have to live by this rule forever. It isn't ideal, but it is something worth thinking about. Is if you can't see yourself working with that client for life, you probably shouldn't work with them. Because if you can't see yourself working with them for life, then that tells me you're probably doing this for the wrong reasons. You're probably doing it for the money. You're probably doing it just to, you know, stay afloat. You're probably doing it just for the cash flow. And I mean, you know, in the end, we're business owners. If you need to do it, then do it. Like, if you got to do what you got to do. If you need the money, there's no way around it, then by all means, go and do it. But at least acknowledge that it's a trade-off. At least acknowledge that you're compromising on something here. Because ideally, you know, we want clients that stick around for the long haul, right? We want clients who we work with now and for months and months and years to come. Right, we want clients that are sticky, right? That appreciate us, that get a lot of value from the expertise that we provide, pay us well for that value, and stick with us for the long haul. If you want that, and that's up to you, that should be your decision. If you want to continue working with a client, that should be up to you. They should want to work with you. Whether or not you want to work with them, that should be up to you. And there's, you know, David Baker says this, and I have to say I agree. There is an inverse relationship between the level of your expertise and the amount of time you spend working with a client. Experts tend to go in and out of clients pretty quickly because they're expensive and their expertise is very narrow and focused. So they go in, they solve a client's problem, and they leave. Whereas non-experts or non-specialists or generalists, they tend to spend more time working with a given client, and they become really well entrenched in that client's organization, and over time their expertise is devalued. So there's that angle to it, and I have to say I agree with that. However, you want to be in a position where you have loyal clients who are willing to work with you if you're willing to work with them. You want to be in a position where you have clients who would love to work with you for the long haul, in the long term, if you decide that that's a good idea for you. It should be your decision. And so, and even if you don't want to, the rule of thumb still applies here. Only work with clients that you can see yourself working with for life. Otherwise, don't even work with them for a day. And what that really means is work with clients you enjoy working with. Do work that you enjoy doing. Do work that you can see yourself doing for life with clients like them. And don't take shortcuts. You know, I mentioned this before on the show when I interviewed David Baker, which, by the way, I think it's coming out around the timing of this episode. So this is good timing to bring up this anecdote. My interview with David C. Baker, author of the brilliant book, The Business of Expertise, should be out. If it is, you can find the link at forecast.fm/Baker. And if it's not, check out that link soon. You should find it there. One of the things that David said when we were talking about people shortchanging their positioning and their expertise is he said, I'd rather you drive an Uber. And we've talked about this before on the show, I just remembered. I'd rather you drive an Uber. And what he meant by that was, I'd rather you do something completely different to, you know, pay the bills and to sort out your cash flow issues than to shortchange your expertise. Because your expertise and your integrity as an expert, that is all you have. That is all you have. And the last thing you want to do is shortchange that by working with clients or doing work that you really shouldn't be doing. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear,
go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.